people don't do what I do.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If they do, let me know who it is, because I want to shake his hand because he's badass.
I like that a lot.
Episode 2 is here. This is an incredible conversation with Josh Serta of Immaculate Outdoor. He is truly a landscape professional. He's been doing this for over 30 years. He has a ton of knowledge. This episode is full of millions of dollars of knowledge and experience that you can learn from. I highly suggest you go watch this on YouTube. We did a full video, and the episode is really us walking through his $2 million design center that he's built, where he has water features, walls, patios, just everything you can imagine, so that when he has homeowners come to this design center, they can really see the materials so that they're making all their decisions up front and everybody's on the same page. At this design center, he also holds all of his materials, right? So like he says in the episode, you don't go to a material store, you come here. You go right here and then you go straight to the job. He's the perfect example of what consistency and discipline can do to your life over a long period of time. He started on the maintenance side of landscaping. He is now an owner of a multi-million dollar landscape company with a $2 million facility. Just like everyone else, he's had ups, he's had downs, but he's just kept his head down and he's worked and worked and worked and worked. He doesn't have social media. He doesn't do any outreach. He talks about this in the episode. You can only get a hold of him by getting his number from somebody he previously worked with. That's why he's so powerful, is his quality and his product is proof of him. And it's just incredible. So can't wait for you guys to listen to this. Go watch on YouTube. It's going to be worth it, I promise. Let's get into it.
Go to the front though and start from there. But what I told him he needs is like, and same with you, I think, is just to show people what you've put your money into.
Yeah, right? Exactly,
and,
right.
And this place that you've built, because when they see that, like, right, this is what I was telling them too, this is what they're actually doing now, is when we do a design for them, they're bringing the customer to the place.
Right.
To their place.
Uh-huh.
So they can see how many rolls of turf, their entire facility that they have, how many guys they have working. Because when you come, as a homeowner, you come up here and you show them the design and whatever building, and they see all this shit you got, you're like, damn, this guy's legit.
This is legit,
this
right?
Is
this builds confidence in signing that, cut that check,
totally.
Right? That's
yeah.
all this is about, right? Is yeah. we got this so that you can cut that check, right?
Totally.
I mean, all this material, all this what we have here, you know, is
yeah.
what is for that, is to build. Because look, I can say I'm the best at your house.
Yeah.
And I can say I got this
yeah.
and talk all this talk. But really, when I leave, do you really know that I'm the best
exactly.
until it's done?
Totally.
Right. My number one question to get feedback from customers is, how do you really know who I am before I come in? And like right now, you know me
yeah.
and you trust me, but I'm done and I'm done with your $300,000 job.
Yeah.
But before we started your $300,000 job, did you have that confidence?
Yeah.
And how do I build confidence in that to the next customer?
And I think using this.
And this is the reason why this is the answer to that question.
Totally.
This right here, right? When you come in and all my bins, every material here is for you to come pick out, right?
Yeah.
So everything's going to be illustrated here mm-hmm. for what all of this does.
Yeah.
Okay, everything that I have on right now is on the ground here. So we'll start with columns, right? We got it on different patterns. We can do a 4-6, 2-4-6-8 combo pattern.
Uh-huh.
We can do just twos. We can do sandstone. We can do eights. Right? So all the different columns have different patterns on them and different color grouts and everything, so
that's
that you
badass.
Can actually see.
How you did it. Yeah.
So what it is that, now I did do this continuous so that
yeah.
it looks the same,
yeah.
but on this side it's not. So what we got here is a post and a gate for a column. And this footer right here is going to have a sliding gate with a opener here. And this is going to slide on this concrete pad right here.
Oh, nice.
And then this is going to be concrete all the way up until the little wind thing.
Okay.
All right. And concrete all the way there. So when the clients come, they get out onto concrete.
Nice driveway.
It's a nice driveway, right? So out here, like what we're gonna have, I mean, this is all, like I built this wall 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, this is all like, I mean, every week, every day,
yeah.
every other day, we're doing something here.
Totally.
Right? And so-
I mean, this is sick. So like your entire fence, every column is different, showing the different materials you can use.
That's what we're going to do here. We're going to have different metals. We're going to have different water features. We're going to have different patios. So this is going to be an informal patio
uh-huh.
with a ranch style fence that comes off. So just like this, it's going to just come here and then go here, and it's going to be the cattle panel fence. I'll show you where all the cattle panel is going to be, but that's going to show you, and this is going to be a level fence, and then it's going to step down to show you step downs.
Yeah.
And then another area is going to show just an angle fence. So do you want a step down or do you want an angle? Do you understand what I'm talking about, right?
They can see it.
And then they can see it,
before,
right?
Yeah.
Before we install it and before we actually talk about the design,
yeah.
You know? And then, so this is just going to be a patio here with natural bench seating, big stones here.
See, this is so badass because, like, that's what we try to sell. We try to sell design so that they can really see what they're getting. They can make all their decisions up front. This just takes it to another level.
Well,
because they still need to see it at their house.
Yeah, right.
But now they're really seeing
that. They're really going to see it real life, right? I'm going to design the entire front side of this right here. Actually, we'll draw it up.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Oh, yeah, we should.
On one of the things, you know, in the next 3 months, we should totally draw this up, right?
Totally. 100%.
You know, and so this wall right here shows, you know, a 2-4-6-8 pattern, right?
Yeah.
And then this shows just a different 2-4-6-8, but you can mix rock.
Yeah.
And it's all relative to what you like. Do you like this? Do you like this? Or do you like this?
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to walk up natural steps. There's going to be a gate here.
I mean, this is a really good-ass wall, too. With all the different materials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's a really well-built wall.
Oh, 100%. You know? Yeah, this is, so look, man, this is 14. So what this is these are 14-inch, and they're twos, fours, six, or this is an eight and a six, right? But they're all 14-inch, so you get them cut at the quarry like that.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to double wall this, and it doesn't have to have a top.
Yeah.
If you don't have a solid wall, then you got to have a top, right? But looter tops cost money.
Yeah.
Okay, right? So that wall right there is heavy, the big one over there.
Oh, yeah.
Is heavy, but cheaper than a dual wall with a cinder blocks and then a top.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because it doesn't need that extra.
Because it doesn't need the top. The leader top's expensive. So but if you don't like that and you want a top, I'll have that showcase too.
Well, I mean, this looks super clean. This is probably my favorite wall. You know, you don't need the top, but you still have the variance in the shape of the blocks.
And it's all about how you get it cut at the quarry, right?
Yeah.
So look, this rock right here is the same rock as that, just cut at the quarry, slightly different.
Yeah.
And then I got these pinchers on that excavator that like suck to them. Uh-huh. And then you can just swing them over and put it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes it easy, huh?
Yeah, badass, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say easy, but...
Easier.
Everything is about easier here because I'm a one-man show.
Yeah.
I mean, does this look like a one-man facility?
Hell no.
I'll put every single one of this entire blocks here myself and by myself. Hey, I poured that bin, and three other bins that day on the same day by myself.
That's insane.
And I poured a whole concrete truck by myself that day.
That's nuts.
So right here is going to be the scale, guys, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to come in here. There's going to be a wall. The wall is going to be this big up on this side of the concrete.
Uh-huh.
On this side, this way, it's going to be whatever pattern we decide. And there's going to be a cutout right here that tells you the numbers of the scale. That's where it's going to sit.
Okay.
The electrical's here already and everything. On this side of the wall is going to be a water feature. It's going to spit water on right here. And it's going to have the different lamineers that work, right?
Okay.
So the only water features that you'll have here are ones that work.
Yeah.
Ones that don't require me to go back within 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't build a water feature that I have to go back.
Totally.
So everything you see here, you won't have to go back. Right here is going to be squares. At the quarry, you can get, just imagine a square like that.
Yeah.
But 3x3, we could go however high you want. I'm going to say 10, 12 inches, 8 inches, somewhere like that. 3x3.
And what's that
3
for?
3x3. With a hole drilled in the middle. Hole drilled in the middle with water coming out of it.
Okay.
So you're walking up steps. You're walking up steps right here, coming up steps, walking past three water features. There's going to be a 40-foot connex welded on the top of this one with a beam right here.
Oh.
That connex and this connex hold.
Okay.
And it's going to be offices for whoever wants to office,
yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Right here, that connex that's over there, it goes here.
Okay.
So we just poured this. This connex goes here.
What is it? What's in there currently? Or are we going to have in that one?
No, so this is going to be a movie room for the clients that come. So when the clients come with their children and they need to actually like talk and pay attention, this is a place with Xbox,
For the kids.
For the kids.
Very smart.
We're going to come in. There's going to be a door right here. It's going to be all decorated with cool stuff for kids.
Yeah.
You know, and me to chill and watch movies here. Because I'm here right now, you know, but it's really going to be built for, this one's for the movie room. This is going to be like all the controllers, the FX controllers, Rainbow controllers, all the pool controllers, the smart links, the aqua links, everything that we do control wise is going to be in here. And there's a bathroom in there.
Okay. So you can show.
So you can show the product how it all works, and everything runs out. Like there's flow meters here. Mm-hmm. There's everything that everything's colored light. You know, everything's going to be like really, really, really badass.
Amazing.
Okay, so it's all wired. Like there's probably $100,000 worth of underground work right here.
Yeah.
Between here and the back side already.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
And then so right here, looter steps, a wall. A fire pit, gas line for the fire pit right here, square fire pit. As you walk off that patio, you come into a fire pit. This is going to be artificial turf. I'm going to put a putting green right here.
Nice.
Two quarry blocks for seats, a wood bench, a wood planter. Like, I'll show you guys inside on some pictures, but I make some badass wood planters. It softens up hardscapes.
Totally.
So when you put wood around pools, it softens it all of a sudden. So if you're trying to get something soft in a tight area, wood's a perfect planter. So you build a like a planter like that out of metal, but out of wood, and it makes it soft rather than hard, right?
Okay.
So there's going to be a planter. I'm going to put it, I undecided at what height, but somewhere about like this, right? On this side of the grade, it's going to be pretty tall. And it's going to illustrate that you can build a wood planter and make it actually hold true with the dirt inside of it, right? And then on this side, it's going to be a little shorter. And this is going to be the golf green. That's going to be the steps down. These are formal steps. These are informal steps. Ways to make money, not ways to make, like, cost more, cost less, right?
Totally.
So what do you like better?
Yeah.
Right? Golf green here, you can see as this is not, you know, right? So this is going to continue to have flagstones that get you
around
here to then take you back there.
This is sick.
Yeah, so I found this rock in on my rock journey as I go by rocks. And I was like, I'm making a water.
Found this rock on my rock journey. Turned it into this badass water feature. I mean, it looks sick.
Yeah,
you
man.
Just drilled a hole in it.
I drilled a hole. This okay. So look, all this is right here is look. I'll peel it back a little bit so you can video.
Yeah.
So what it is it's filter fabric to protect. So it's concrete. I poured concrete. I built this round thing first, and then I just poured concrete around to make it all hold. But in the ground, it's just dirt. So the filter fabric protects the liner. So you got a row of filter fabric, then the liner, then filter fabric, then cinder blocks, and then this grate right here.
Mm.
Got a pallet of the grates over there. That's the only way to make money. These grates are $50 each at Hill Country Water Gardens. They're $20 each the way I buy them. You just got to buy 300 of them.
Exactly.
You know, so that's what this place is again, too. It's a holding ground for the materials to be able to actually make money.
Yeah.
You know, and so then all this does is recycle and recycle. I only have to put water in it maybe once every 2 weeks. It's actually got an autofill built onto it.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
You don't even have to put water in it if you turn the autofill on.
Yeah.
You know, so now look, this is no money. We're not making money with Mexican Beach Pebbles. I show very little of this. There's money in this, there's money in basalt rock, there's money in the river rock, because it's all local resources to our area, right? They get this out of Marble Falls, they get this out of San Antonio, they get this right down the road, and all different shapes and sizes, right?
That's great to know.
And all those bins, honestly, if you go look my bins, we can talk about like why I actually have that material in those bins.
So no money off this because it's so expensive.
It's so expensive, right? So let's just say that you got a yard and you want to put Mexican beach pebbles and you need like 5 tons of it, right? Well, you need $15,000 worth of this.
Yeah.
And now if you got a budget for $175,000, but really when 15,000 of it's such a small piece of it, that's expensive, right?
Totally.
So like I haven't yet found clients to make any money on this. Now look, it accents well, right? So if you want to accent it and just use like, that's
a little
bit. That's like $500 worth.
Yeah.
then you can do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's why I have it showcased on a small scale here, right? Yeah.
So I like that rock over there. That white rock looks nice.
Yeah, so this is our Texas native Colorado River rock. Austin Aggregates sells it at a wholesale environment. Uh-huh. And all the local rock yards have this for like $75 a yard.
Looks good.
That's like $350 a yard.
Totally.
This is like $150 a yard,
yeah.
Right? So this is the cheapest. But what I do is mix the 3 and 5 with it and it cleans it up a little bit for me.
Yeah,
that looks
good. Yeah.
Right here,
that big rock in there is nice.
So this right here, guys, is I use this patio. This is the most used stone that I use right here.
Yeah.
This patio stone. It's San Saba, Oklahoma stone is expensive. It comes in crumbles. You can get big pieces with San Saba rock, right? It's just not as colorful as the Oklahoma stone.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a way that I can make money.
But it looks clean. Sometimes the Oklahoma gets like too colorful.
It's too colorful. It's too rigidy, right?
Yeah.
And so look, the more, so here's what I did, is the more color you have, the more rough your stone is.
Yeah.
Okay, so any of the color, you can see that it has the rough.
Yeah.
So if you want a really smooth piece, it's just going to be that greenish gray, whatever that color is.
Totally.
So this right here, and then there's going to be pavers going that way. So I'm going to install a paver, like the most common paver that we would install in that space right there.
And then you can,
huh?
What is that?
Man, honestly, it's, well, I've been using Keystone, which is like pavestone.
Yeah.
But I've been liking Belgards more,
yeah.
You know, lately.
We only have one guy who uses the Teco block.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is Belgard.
Yeah, Belgard is nice. Like, I like that product. The job over there where you met me, we put Belgard over there, the cobblestone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so something informal, because I want to go off informal. That's going to be my formal space,
mm-hmm.
more informal over here,
mm-hmm.
right? Everything's got FX lighting. I mean, over here is going to be some steel metal. This is going to be a wall, like a sandstone wall, just like the 12-inch block there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to weld an L and hang a swing right there once the Connex is welded on top.
Nice.
You know, so hopefully I can get to that by the end of this season.
That'd be
you
amazing.
Know, like, I really want this to be in, like, showing by next spring.
It'll be awesome to come back and do a walkthrough video when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
With this video, you know?
Yeah, right. And actually, man, honestly, if we waited 10 days, it would look a whole, like, this is going to transition fast.
Yeah.
Once I can't do anything until I put my Connex in.
Mm-hmm.
I got to build the fence first, then I'm going to have the painter paint the Connex,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to put the Connex in, and then I can go, because the Bobcats are going to destroy all of that.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. So I like this. This is all salt finish?
So salt finish. So now we're going into a different style, right?
Yeah.
So we got salt finish, 4x4 squares.
Did you pour these?
Yeah, they're poured.
Yeah.
The in place here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you the difference between poured in place and then poured off-site.
And brought in.
I'll show you the difference on the install. So this is real clean, real lines. This also shows, too, on hot days, this metal flex is huge, right?
Oh, yeah.
I poured it this high because what I'm going to actually do is the first one's going to have a metal box 6 inches taller than this. Then it's going to have an opening, a 6-inch box, an opening, a 6-inch box, and an opening. And what that's going to do is transition the height difference between the concrete here and here. I got to get level with concrete here and then get to this point.
Yeah.
And so this metal box is going to elude that transition.
Okay.
So when you get out of your car, you will have to walk between the boxes.
Yeah.
But that also is going to help soften some all this rock space up with color.
Totally.
And then like my, like, you know, the plants here, like this weeping bald cypress, do you know of that plant? Super fucking
okay,
dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, like a big one is just like that, but big.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really informal, really cool.
For sure.
Yeah. So this is more modern landscape, right? So we got the fire pit also, too, so the different fire pits, you mm-hmm. see how that is?
That's sick.
You know, you just turn it on and light that bitch up.
Yeah.
You want to sit by the fire for a minute?
Sure.
I mean, you know, maybe you like this fire. Let me go turn the gas on real quick.
Yeah, throw it on. It's not insane. This is amazing.
So this is finished product right here, right? I mean, this is what all this whole space is going to look like.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
I mean, that
did you drill?
Yeah, I made this whole thing.
In this rock?
Yeah, this is all me. Ready?
Oh, this thing's pumping.
I mean, yeah, it pumps. Like, I'll turn it down so don't burn our eyebrows. I mean, but it does pump, you know, and it, you can sit out here in 30 degree weather, yeah. Actually. Yeah, it's not a cheese and wine fire.
This is
a hillbilly fire right here, brother.
Yeah, I like that.
This is Immaculate Hillbilly.
Yeah. Let's
go. If you're not watching out on a windy day, it'll catch you, you know, it'll bang your beard.
Yeah.
It'll get you a shave.
Get my sides, that's for sure.
You know, so this is what you can expect right here throughout the whole landscape.
Yeah.
Right?
Quality.
I mean, you know, with the fire pit being what it is, you know, all of that space, that raw land over there is going to be looking like this.
I can't wait to show Scott. He's our head designer.
Okay.
He's going to love this. He's going to
awesome.
Be just, I mean, because this type of stuff, like, it's hard to design for some people because they don't know how to do it or wouldn't know the solution for it.
Mm-hmm.
They just want the cookie cutter stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, but if we can go a little, you know, we're not going to go so crazy.
But, yeah, no,
but
yeah.
Do things that make sense. And, like, I'm learning so much even right now.
Legs in right here. So here's the open one. I left this open so you can see. So the sprinkler line comes in from the valves over here. It's got a flag to show that all the pink ones are the same zone. And then this is the autofill that spits water into this as it lowers. As this goes down, it automatically fills.
Nice. Sweet.
Hell yeah, man. And this is a 4x4 basin. So on this right here, this is a 4x4 plastic basin that you just dig a hole and come put in. I'm going to say that's a custom basin. Okay,
you actually
make that. You actually put a liner in. The liner holds the water. And the reason why that's custom and this is not is that's circular, and they don't have circular basins of that size. And this is a square basin that works because there's no splash out. So here's what makes the water's feature successful. As wind blows and knocks the water out, it doesn't retain in this square. But if you had this square bigger, then it would retain into the square. So if you put a tall water feature such as that with a big plume, as the wind blows it and it has a 4x4 basin, it's going to knock the water out and then deplete your water in the basin very rapidly. Then your pump's going to suck dry. Then it's going to burn up, and then your homeowner's going to call you and say your water feature doesn't work.
Yeah.
So the two remedies for that is, one, an autofill, which is actually illegal to hook to a sprinkler system, but we do it every day. And then the second thing to make this successful is to make
a bigger basin.
Yeah. So that the wind doesn't actually blow this out.
Yeah.
So this is a custom basin. As you can see, here's the liner. Here's the rock finished product, right? This bends.
This is
a whole basin under here.
Yeah.
The entire thing is a basin.
That's awesome.
And so water, this one goes months without needing water. This one goes, because the plume's not high and there's not a lot of splash out, it goes about 2 weeks in the heat of the summer without needing water. And then that one goes about 7 days.
Yeah.
It's taller. It's on a 4x4 basin. It doesn't have much splash. You can see the ring.
Yeah.
But when on a windy day, it gets it.
So, but do you need an autofill or you to fill it?
You need an auto. Like, we actually wouldn't do it without an autofill.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because you're not going to fill it.
Totally.
Yeah, the homeowner says they're going to fill it, but they don't.
Yeah.
And, two, it limits you to your land. It makes you have to be around your landscape all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so right here. So this is going to be super dope right here. So this is like the cattle pen I was talking about. We're going to illustrate different ways to make trellises. So you can take this and make 12x12 grids. So you can see this going on the 12. Like, eventually, this is going to be just a gridded out Asian jasmine wall. You could do that however long, tall, whatever, right?
Yes.
This is a different way to create a trellis.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is another way. It's unfinished, right?
That's awesome.
You know, so, but this is also illustrates the different kind of wire you can use too, right?
Yeah.
A 2x2 square, a 4x4, or we cut the 4x4 out and make a 12x12 on that.
Yeah.
You know, and then lights, different types of lighting, different plants. Here's living walls that we're building.
Mm.
Whatever kind of living wall. I actually just got finished welding on this the other day.
Yeah, it looks good.
Got that from Mexico.
Hell yeah.
You know, I was just playing around, you know. These right here are super cool tiki torches. This is a brand unique lighting. Okay. It's the only thing that we buy different from FX, but this is super dope, man. For customers that want tiki torches, it's got a built-in and light in it.
Oh yeah.
Right? So it's got a light and a tiki torch.
Nice.
So these things are dope.
So it lights down and
lights down up. And then flames up.
That's sweet.
It's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah.
So here's the difference right here, right? So like these are brought in, not poured on site. Mm-hmm. You can't get them as straight and square and nice. I mean, you could probably get them a little better than this, but
yeah, these look so much better.
Right? Isn't it different? I mean, so what I did is the day that we poured these, I ordered too much concrete and I poured like 30 of these and then
set them.
And then I put this here, you know. So this is just going to be the space temporarily. This, all of this right here is temporary.
Okay.
Okay, so everything, I bulldoze all of this right here, the buildings and everything. And the pool goes in back there, and then like the guest house, where what my idea is to have clients be able to come here and spend the night and actually swim in the pool, cook on the barbecue, like do everything of whatever they want to learn, like the depth of their pool. I think most people that don't like their pool, it's because they put it too deep. Most people are putting pools, you know, 6 foot deep, and that's too deep, right? Yeah. Like it's not big enough to really get into a full swim, but it's too deep to stand, so you're just kind of like treading and it gets tiring, right? Yeah. So what I want to show people is 3 feet pools are awesome for partying and hanging out. If you want to play volleyball, 3, 3.5, no more than 4 if you're playing volleyball. So I want to have, you know, a pool, a straight angle pool with volleyball, and then I want to have a natural pool.
Nice.
So
with a natural
two.
Pool.
Yeah, so we're going to have 2. So one's going to be like right here, and then one's going to be up against that far wall with the house sharing the 2.
Yeah.
Right? So like glass, like a big square house here, with a swimming pool here, with a swimming pool on that side. And then on this particular pool, this right angle pool, I want it to actually come this way and go this way, so that it can be a beach, so that this is all glass right here at this house. Like you walk out of the house and you just walk straight into that, like a hot tub area maybe or something, you know, I'm not real sure.
Well, we'll design it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want a hot, like, I want to, I think I want to show a hot tub on this one, because I think the natural meandering pools look better with built-in hot tubs, but I want to show that these are actually more functional and more comfortable, right? So modular spas
are
more comfortable, right? Those swimming pool spas are not, right? So if you want to design, if you want extreme comfort, you can get this and then no spa. And then that saves about $25,000 too on the swimming pool.
100%.
But these are about $15,000 now. So whichever brand, jacuzzi, hot springs, you know, whatever the top of the line ones are.
Totally.
I chose to get a master spa just to try it out.
Yeah.
But this one was still $14,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I put it on a paver patio. I was thinking that I was going to put some synthetic turf in here and make like an axe throwing deal and a spike ball, maybe. I don't really know. Just for us to hang out and play for now.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be much to make this, you know, something cool. Also, what we do too, show this part of it. I don't know if your video, what kind of music you boys listen to.
I mean, we're definitely bumping Kodak Black.
I know.
You want some Kodak, Drake, Kodak. Like, Lil Wayne,
YouTube.
Yeah, you know what I've been, this is one of my, I've been bumping 21 Savage lately.
21 Savage.
Yeah. And so we do this too for our clients. So this is one zone right here that you can just do with the jacuzzi, right?
Yeah.
All right. Or you can, if you want better.
Hold on, wait, what is that song? I'm not even kidding.
Oh, Said and Done?
Said and Done?
Yeah.
We'll be playing that.
So this is a 21 Savage Said and Done. So this is a Sonoscape system. Right here. Right? So I got a sub here.
Sub there, yeah.
Speakers. So as you walk through,
wow,
you know, like have a seat, you know, I mean, we're having a fire.
Oh yeah,
we're jamming.
And honestly, we can have a good conversation without it being overbearing by having like one speaker right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, so look, and this is loud. I mean, like, yes, exactly. So what this does is it creates the same loudness throughout your entire yard.
I love that.
So that it's not hot. I call that a hot spot, right? Yeah. So the jacuzzi creates a hot spot.
Yeah.
Because when you turn this system on throughout the whole space, everyone's hearing it, right? Yeah. Your neighbors and everybody. When you turn just the section on, it kind of dials into that section, yeah, right? But right now, you could be having a party throughout your whole yard,
everyone's
and everyone is listening and not speaking over each other, right? So like right here, we're got it at a volume where we can hear it, but we can hear each other.
Totally.
But when you walk, it doesn't change.
Yeah, you're not losing the experience.
Nothing changes about the entire,
from
the time I go from here, yeah, like, so my last speaker, the first speaker, I call this my first speaker, right?
Yeah.
Starts here, and it goes all the way to the wall.
Yeah.
With two systems. That would be about $20,000 in your
stock. Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, I got a Crown 1000 amp in there, the receiver, it's all dialed in for the phone. You could do it cheaper if you didn't have it all fancy, you know, but.
So this is a $20,000 speaker set.
Yeah, I mean, but we got the girls right here, you know, like.
Oh, 21. Yeah, that's amazing.
Right?
This is sick. You might have to talk about this dragon too.
Oh yeah, man, so we're big into Halloween, man. And I mean, we get a propane tank and fire her up, but so my buddy shows up over here one day, he works at Dennis Steel, and he's like, hey man, I'm kind of hurting for money, I made this shit on the side, you know, give me $100 for it. And I was like, fuck, okay, I sold, you know. And it sat in
this, is not worth $100.
No, not at all. And it sat in my Connex for 2 years or so, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna make a pro. So I went to Action Propane and I bent this fucking this gas line and put this mouth on it so it would hold a flame, and hooked a high pressure propane tank up it. We hide it right here, you know, and it's the year of the dragon.
Dude,
right? So we're blowing fire this year, man.
This is insane. This is worth way more than $100.
Yeah, my buddy just was, you know, I mean, I still talk to him all the time. He's chilling, and he also built the Eagle for me. He actually built that for me, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like I actually asked him to build that. So,
dude, badass.
Yeah, so I got a lot of funny stories behind this thing, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, tell me.
Or do you, what else? Do you have more stuff around here?
Yeah,
do you want to go
through
the...
So basically what I was going to end up telling you though is, so the pool's not just going to be like regular pool, right?
Yeah.
So what I want it to actually, I'm going to have some big quarry blocks right here.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to put them 10 foot, there's a 10 foot build line here, an easement, right? So I'm going to put them right on the 10 foot line. We'll get too high, so that's a 4 foot wall. Then back up all the way and then put another one to get up the rest of the way, right? So we tier it. What that'll also do is give you a jumping wall,
yeah,
okay? What I want to do is build this and this way with a rope swing so that you can get on a deck back there. So we'll build a deck, right? That like an Ipe deck, so we show even the wood part, right? It's going to have to, I mean, we're going to have to take this whole space. I want to build a... So one of these bins is going to be a trash, then dirt, and then rock. But the dirt and the mulch are going to have covers over them, because when your mulch gets wet, it ruins and fast, right? So you can't really actually put too much mulch on the ground here, or it'll ruin before you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to build some. Well, in that covering, we're going to build the wall of that covering. Is going to illustrate some metal, right? And so that's going to be like the last job that I did here where I was just so good at fucking up. Look, so So this is the product that I built last the other day. This is what I just left. This whole roof and everything, right? Yeah. Well, I fucking left the whole wall off, man. Like the entire wall, you know. I mean, that costs like $4,000, you know. I mean, I left the whole thing off, like, and then there's my living wall, right? Mm. So that metal, we'll be able to show something like that right there, right? Like really be. I mean, we got this whole 2-acre facility to show off everything, right? Yeah. Doesn't. So this right here is going to actually be an angular pool. What I'd like it to go is follow the line of the angled property and then come like over here, you know, and be actually a big pool so that we can show different depths, 3 feet volleyball, right? Or swing rope deep.
Seven feet, eight feet
deep. So you can jump off and now what do you want?
Totally.
Come spend the night in the design, in the studio here.
Are it's going to have a, for that?
I don't think so, man. I mean, I ain't interested. I'm interested in only your check, right? Yeah. Like your $300,000 check, though. And not no bullshit, not like begging for, oh, please, trust me. No, you come here, you spend the night, you decide what color coping you want, what color you use the whole facility. We got a piano in here, you know, some drums and some cool stuff, you know, probably some ganja if you want it.
There you go.
I don't know, man. You know, it's... But whatever floats your boat, right?
Exactly.
You know, so, and then over there is going to be the meandering pool. Uh-huh. And then, so what do you want, right? Do you want the natural pool or you want the straight line pool?
Nice.
You in a modern, how deep do you want it? How big do you want it?
And then you got them here. You wake up, got a chef making a breakfast, and then they're signing for $350.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about, baby. And Josh isn't doing the drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Haven.
And we got it.
Big Daddy's in. Derek.
Bro, this, did I tell you about that job, that $950,000?
Oh, no.
In Reno?
Nuh-uh.
We designed this one. Her name's Sharon.
Okay.
Our first pro member in Reno.
We
gave them the lead for it. We sold it to her just as a custom on the side. It was $6,000 I charged her for the design.
Okay.
We were having problems with the contractor who put us in touch. And so I gave it to Afuero, who's one of our pro members. They went and sold it,
$950,000. Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That's insane, man. That's awesome.
I'm actually flying there on the 23rd to go do a pre-video. It's all dirt right now.
And so is that a contractor in Austin?
They're in Reno, Nevada.
No, but the contractor y'all hired was
in Reno?
Reno,
yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And they're a pro member in Reno.
Oh, they're a pro member.
So we're doing all their designs in Reno.
Oh, awesome. So you guys are doing designs all over.
Trying to grow it slow.
Okay.
Right, Zen's got one on the board right now for Salt Lake City.
Okay.
This guy Jackson, who's supposed to start October 1.
Okay.
But I told him he needs to sign right now because if we sign somebody else, I can't bring him on.
He loses.
I'm not gonna bring people on and not be able to deliver.
Overextend it.
Right.
Right.
I just can't do that.
Yeah.
This is really an opportunity. What we're doing, I feel like. You know?
Yeah. I think this is awesome, man.
Let's keep.
Yeah, going. And I feel like you wouldn't be here if I didn't feel like this was gonna benefit
this,
right?
Yeah.
Like this isn't no fucking joke right here.
No, this is serious.
You know, I mean,
dude, they're so not, you know, and that's what I do. That's why it makes me excited to even just do this, and I can't wait to show people this because,
I mean,
people don't know what's going on.
Yeah, right.
They show up. Or you show up and this thing bumping Kodak Black and they're like, what the fuck is this guy? You're like, what the hell is this guy?
So this is the shop that, because look, all this shit just doesn't not break, right? I mean, this shit breaks, right? So there's my toolbox. Yeah, so actually what happens next here is I'm going to build a shop here, but a real shop with air conditioner, level floors. I actually tilted this because I built this 14 years ago and didn't know any better, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody learns, right?
Totally.
Like I actually am not who I am today because I started building great shit.
Yeah.
I'm who I am today because I built stuff that didn't work and then changed it and made it work and stood behind my product, and then here we are, right?
Yeah.
And so these Connexes actually didn't need to set unlevel. They actually drain themselves. And so that was a huge mistake. I thought I was going to have to pitch for the drainage, and I actually didn't need to do all that. So some of this, but this is going to be a great Bobcat storage shed.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going to build a real shop next door. It's going to have lifts and real cool stuff on it. So, and air conditioner too.
So when do you think when do you think it'll all be done?
Man, here, you want a water?
Thanks, yeah.
They're hiding. You guys in. Take a water. I'm going to say, look, here's what's going to happen is that phase, it's going to have to be in phases, right? Because it's so expensive. That phase from this down is going to be done by March 1st.
Okay.
Okay. Like I'm going to put, I mean, just last week I put 10 grand in this place.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, the concrete, this, and that little bit of underground work was 10 grand, mm-hmm. you know, and then I bought $1,000 worth of paint that's in there. Right. So, I mean, it don't take long. Right. I mean, I got another $100,000 to invest in that section.
Yeah.
And then I got to have concrete there. Like I want concrete
to
drive up. I don't, my clients drive Range Rovers and Mercedes and exactly. shit, like, you know.
So do you have anybody helping you with this?
Oh yeah. What here?
Yeah.
Not so much here, man. I'm doing a lot of this myself.
Yeah.
But I do have some help, like, I mean, like, I got four guys today cutting trees.
Okay.
You know, like, we're doing a $12,000 tree job today. And
so, but on the other projects, like the one I first met you at.
I built most of that by myself.
But you had a couple, you had like two guys there.
Yeah, right. I mean, so I'll take dudes with me on certain days.
Yeah.
You know, like rock, I mean, it just depends what I'm doing.
Fucking hauling out dirt and shit.
Look, I'm
things like that.
Yeah, like I'm, look, all right, so you can see I believe in machines.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm a machine guy. So I do everything with a machine, and then I bring a guy with me to go do the handwork,
yeah.
like the digging and stuff, like totally. The shit I don't want to do anymore.
Yeah.
So look. These racks got weed fabric.
Nice.
Filter fabric, right? So everything's, I mean, when you come here, you don't go to a store.
Yeah.
You don't, when you leave here to go to the job, you're not leaving here to go to the store.
So do you imagine having more guys or really just still you building and just having all your shit?
Well, that's a good question, man, because I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired and my left toe's got arthritis in it.
Yeah.
And it fucking hurts, right? And yeah. so, and my knees are starting to hurt. So I got guys. It's just a matter of how good do you want to do the work, right? Like, you know, if you want it, let me just say this. For every guy that you have beyond five, you're going to start to compromise your work.
Totally.
Right? And I can't run five guys every day because I can't manage the, like all the setup and what needs to happen and like get it here. You know, it's a big process. Those jobs are complex. I mean, there's thousands of wires and pipes and I mean to make that stereo do that,
yeah,
there's wires in the ground, you know. Yeah. So yeah, no, man, I don't think I'm gonna have a ton of guys.
Yeah,
you know, I want to do this until
you can't,
until I'm ready to give up the quality, you know, like yeah. like if you go look at my product, it's people don't do what I do.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If they do, let me know who it is, because I want to shake his hand, because he's badass.
I like that a lot.
So anyway, we got, you know, this is our concrete forming shit, yep. drainage shit, weed fabric. Here's the grates, right? For yep. the so this is the way you make money in water features right here, you know, buying it like that, setting them up and doing them a certain way. Mm-hmm. First bend, number one, used rock.
Yeah.
All right, number two, used rock. Not the number three used rock, but I just put it here to separate the families.
Yeah.
So those two we use a lot. And then it's odd. Then it goes into granite.
Yeah.
So this is decomposed granite. And then this is quarter inch. Like this is quarter inch minus, but this is just hard gravel. So this is the rock that's up there on one of the water features, right?
Yeah. That's small
like this stuff. Right here, yeah. right? So you can make money with this.
Yeah.
And you can make money with that, right? Mm-hmm. You're buying this from Collier Materials. And getting it wholesale. Yeah. And then this is the dirt I make.
Nice.
And this is the dirt I buy. So this is...
So we're going to replace this eventually, huh? With all of this.
Well, I mean, if I don't know, man. So, I mean, this is still, like, I'm mixing granite. Like, this is a little better blend, but maybe I do.
Yeah.
You know, but there's plenty of use for that. Mm-hmm. And this is expensive. So people that don't want to pay a bunch of money,
yeah.
that's it right there. And then masonry sand. And then here's what I got to do. You got it. The dump trucks, because I got all this stuff right here, they can't back in here. So what they do is they back into either one of these two bins, dump them, and then I got to move the material to the bins.
Yeah.
You know, so that is, so the first two bins, three bins, I don't have to do that with, actually.
Yeah.
Right? So they can actually use the driveway and back in and get to the first three.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I can only have four pallets deep if that's the case, if I want to make the dump trucks be able to back in, and I'd rather have more pallets.
Nice.
You know, so right here too, just while we're here, we got limestone boulders and then sand, and then all the sandstone families right there. So you can do a lot of different stuff with that series of rocks. Mm-hmm. I like myself big boulders, placing big boulders and putting and not needing a lot of masonry.
Yeah.
Because there's more money in it.
You're just setting it.
You're just setting it. Masonry is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's tedious. It cracks. Even the best masonry cracks.
And you got to make it look good.
In my contract, it says we do not warranty cracks on masonry. Like, it cracks. Now, if you got a big-ass crack, then I'll see. But, it like, little cracks, yeah. Crack. Like, for sure, concrete and masonry cracks. Uh-huh. For sure. So then, all right, so we got basalt rock. We got drainage rock. So we use this for a couple of different things. Pavers. We use it for behind walls as base, right? So, and drainage. So you can use it as a drainage rock, a paver, and then behind walls.
How do you use it behind pavers?
Okay, so you see the base material? So a lot of people compact base before they put in a paver, right? But base doesn't really allow anything to drain, all right? So if you put this in as base and then put sand, the concrete sand, which is right there, and with it, and get that hard, then what will happen is it'll drain. Water will drain through your paver, through your sub base, and out the bottom.
I like that.
So just depending on whatever we do with the pavers, we're either using base, we're using this, and then also this.
Yeah.
And then this right here is just a granite boulder.
Foot rock.
You know, badass, right? I mean, you know, so you can do different stuff with that. And then we got the bigger granite, pea gravel, and then the three-quarter.
And we're back.
And then we're back.
Let's go.
Right?
It's insane.
So I mean, eventually...
You just really don't see this, you know?
No, I don't know. I don't really get out there to talk about what other people have.
That's even, you know, that's even more crazy. This is all just coming from your head. I mean, obviously, you know what you need and what you use.
Yeah, you know, I just learned, like, how to make money, like, what makes me money, yeah. Right? Like, what actually makes money. And so, you know, when you, this right here, this product does not make money. It is hard. It's sharp.
So is that looter?
It's looter, right? Like any of them. It doesn't matter what it is, right? But when you got to use looter, you better be getting paid good money for it.
Yeah.
You know, and it chips and cracks and it's, you know, it's just, I mean, some of my best projects got this product in it, but we weren't properly paid for it. That's the thing. That's why you guys are here. I actually want to get properly paid for what I do.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole different side to this, right? Once you leave this, we go to the computer side, and I got beautiful $400,000 pictures.
Yeah.
But where's the money at?
Yeah.
Right? I ain't got nothing but a arthritis toe and a cool shop, you know?
Yeah.
And a little bit, I mean, not really, but, you know.
Totally.
Hey, how about this? For how hard I worked, I have not been compensated for. And the reason is I'm leaving too much money on the table from the lack of the design. Yeah. Not the lack of the ability to design, the lack of, like, showing the client what you're getting on the design and paying for that.
Yeah.
You know, I get, after I work 2 months on Structure Studio, because, look, I'm not in the office doing that all day. I'm trying to do this all day and then do that all night. And then I get tired, and then I'm like, you know what, I think this is good enough. I can sell this. And then it doesn't. And then once I get into the job and go, oh shit, I forgot the wall. I forgot this. I forgot that. Okay, I'll show you. I forgot $14,855 worth of stuff on the last job.
Yeah.
I always figure out how much money I forget.
I mean.
Right.
So then, how are you gonna learn, right?
Yeah. Right. And so then I thought, you know what? If I hire you guys.
Fuck it. Let's call Derek back.
If I hire you guys. And you save me the $14,000, then I profit $11,000.
Yeah,
I mean, on quick numbers, right? Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Totally.
Right or not?
Totally.
So look, my business is more like this, is they call me, and then I'm not really bidding against a lot of people.
Yeah,
you totally. Know, I mean, I almost close 100% of what calls come in.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, really, I do. I sell at least 90% of, I mean, very rarely do I do a design and then the people not go with me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get that call from the internet or...
There's a guy on big social media guy. I know you don't have social.
Yeah.
His name's Alex Hormozy. He's a big sales guy, business guy. He has a saying that he says, you only know how to sell because you don't know how to market. And you only know how to market because you don't know how to build a product. So he's saying you sell because you don't know how to market, and you market because you don't know how to build a product, because the referral is the gold.
Right.
Right? And that's right. You.
That's me. It's
your product.
My product.
It's unmatched.
Yeah, I don't have to sell. I actually don't have to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming to me for a reason.
Because you've seen the stuff.
Because you've seen it, and you want that.
It's amazing.
And when my phone rings, it's because you've had to ask somebody that knows me to get my phone number.
Totally.
Because you're not just Googling me and getting me, like, I mean, you know, like I would be the, like, 10th page on.
Yeah.
I'm popping up. Google, Y'all want to go in the office?
Yeah.
Or what? What do you want? What's next?
Well, dude, I mean, appreciate you. Thanks for this.
Yeah.
We'll hop in there, though.
I mean, did you want to do something? I thought you wanted to look at the computer.
Yeah, let's go Monday.
You wanted to do
but
something.
But I just want to close this out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man.
So appreciate
sure.
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got anything to say?
Yeah.
You can say it.
I mean, I think that I'm glad that you guys are here so that we can create an opportunity for me to take my business to a different level of actually capturing the money that we're installing.
Totally.
You know, we get the money for what we're owed for, or really what we're worth, right? Really, I think a lot of this goes down to worthiness, right? So in my career anyway, I've gone to clients' house and done all this work subconsciously looking for acceptance and like, oh, if I just do this free wall, they'll like me. But that shit don't work, you know, like that. And so you do the wall and then you're broke and then they don't even really know that you even did the wall for them, kind of thing, right? So giving free landscaping away has been something that has been a part of my 30-year career, and I'm ready for it to end. And I think you guys mediate that, you know. And it's not anything like bad taste towards the client, you know. It's just really there's too much for me to do on my shoulders, right? I'm a great designer, but I can't draw, like I don't do the computer thing that great, right? So I actually get like anxiety when you got to move that mouse to like dial into that perfect point and click on it for it to be a straight line. Like that gives me anxiety, man. I got to come out of the office and walk around here in circles for 3 or 4 minutes and then go back in and try to hit that dot. Seriously, you know, but so we're all good at different things. So really what I think I'm excited for anyway is for you guys to not forget walls, you know, really make me, I can almost use you guys as like you're a part of my team. In other words, okay, the designers, all right, well, we designed this. Now we have to price this. If you don't want to see what this costs, then we can take it out. Mm-hmm. But we actually have the support to do that, right? So when it's on me, I'm not taking it out. Mm-hmm. I'm just manipulating the numbers to close the deal, to hurry up and get in there to get the next thing going. Mm-hmm. And that's not the right way to do business. And that's cost me a lot of, like, physical parts, you know, right? Because if you had more money, you wouldn't be working as much, I think.
I totally agree.
You know, right. I mean, I wouldn't be working 100 hours a week if I had so much money.
Yeah.
I was like,
hey, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're dragging it so heavy down here, you know.
Pockets are filled.
I know. I wouldn't be working that much. I'm working this much because I actually don't have that much, you know.
Yeah.
If I have a $50,000 profit margin and I forget 15, I only make 35, and in the 35 over 2 months is barely enough to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
And then, so that's where you guys come in.
Well, let's go. I'm excited, man.
Let's go.
I'm excited to work with somebody who is this passionate about landscaping, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is insane. Like, we're in this to help contractors, right? And then also to help the homeowner so they get what they want.
Because
too many homeowners don't get what they want.
That's a good point.
Too many mistakes are made because people don't have enough time. Right?
Right.
You don't have enough time to design it and plan it properly, so then mistakes are made and everyone's pissed. And it's like, what the fuck? Right? You feel like you put in your best effort. They're mad, though.
Right.
It's just all shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's a perfect example. So the last design I did, I mean, this is even on me, is I created the design myself on structure. And then when we got out there, they said, hey, Josh, we don't want the structure to be too tall. Well, as soon as they said that, that made me go to, oh, shit, well, we're actually not going to be able to build it this way. We're going to have to build it this other way. Well, I didn't say time out. I just started doing it. Well, then, man, that created a huge problem.
Because they couldn't see it.
We had to cut caps. Then we had to do this different. And then it actually didn't even look like the original design. It actually looks like a different structure.
So you did your job right. They told you something different. You did your job right, but because there wasn't a visual and expectations weren't set, they were upset.
Yeah.
Even though you took care of them, probably.
I did. But here's the thing, is that cost $4,000 more
exactly.
Of that 14.
Yeah.
Right. And so look, here's what I'm going to say is we can change whatever it is that you want on your dime.
Yeah.
But we ain't changing shit on my dime.
Well, I mean, it should be that way.
Right.
Especially if the job is designed and priced right from the beginning.
So here's where I feel like you guys are going to be powerful, Derek, is that whenever they make that change, I call my design team. Hey, you're Haven. We got a little thing here. The Larsons changed it out here. I want you to draw this up, see what it's going to look like, send it over to them, and let's get that baby priced to let them know that it's going to cost $9,000 more.
Totally.
Or do you want it like we originally designed it?
Totally.
Right?
And that's how this is going to be powerful.
And
at the end of the day, they're going to appreciate it too, because mm-hmm. then everybody knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's right. Yeah. No. And they get to see before it's built.
Totally.
Like actually really get to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to be awesome?
It's amazing.
That's going to be cool.
You're the man.
All right.